Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Live with Acelia, Celiah, and Zariah. Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Righteousness is what I long for.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, Shalom fam. Welcome back. Welcome back to BHYY Radio. I'll be your host this evening. My name is Ecelia, along with the ladies holding it down on the panel. Shalom, ladies. How y'all doing tonight?
Shalom, shalom. This is Zariah. I pray everybody's having a blessed night.
Hey, shalom, fam. It's Celia. I'm doing well. How y'all ladies doing this evening?
Doing well. Can't complain. And we definitely have to send some peace out to the ladies who are listening through phone lines, the ladies listening in the chat room ways. We see you. Shalom back at you. And the ladies who will be listening later on in the archives, and those of you sharing through your social medias, whenever and however you're listening tonight, we give you peace, and we hope that you have had peace throughout your day today. And tonight's topic, we're getting a little personal tonight, all right? All right. So that guest calling number is 319-527-6302. Again, 319-527-6302. And if you can't get in under that number, y'all already know, 347-633-9606. Now, like I said, we're getting a little personal tonight, but don't worry, not uncomfortably personal, right? But personal enough. And we're talking and giving tips concerning personal hygiene among women. Now, I know that sounded kind of funny to some of you probably when you first heard it that we were doing this show, but let us give you the realness here. These kinds of conversations, I don't know what that was, that noise just went off on my computer, but these kinds of conversations, ladies, is what we need to have often, more often in our community, among us women. I know that for me, growing up in the ghettos of Chicago, Southside, the hood, the inner cities, whatever you want to call it, the young women, women in their early teens, early 20s, I mean, it was always going around the neighborhood, who got what STD, and women were just always contracting something, STDs and yeast infections and skin irritations, and there was always something going on. And, you know, of course, I'm sure you all have heard, or if you haven't heard, the a lot of the young boys who used to tease the girls, they'll say they smell like fish or whatever may have you, you know. And the reason is because a lot of these women didn't have anyone to teach them how to properly keep their bodies safe on a very personal level, you know. A lot of these young women and a lot of us didn't grow up with anyone to show us or anyone to teach us about these things, you know, things that go deeper than just your outward appearance and how you look on the outside. You know, a lot of these young girls today, and even older women, you know, they're having sex, but 45% of women, based on a study where they surveyed 1,000, could not locate on a diagram of the female reproductive system, their vaginas, you know. More so, they could not properly label other parts of their bodies, you know, the fallopian tubes, the ovaries, and things of that nature. And this is something that, when I was studying medical systems a lifetime ago, this was something that I saw up close and personal because, you know, we would be studying something and the men would usually know more about the female body than the female did. And that's not just in school. That's in general. Men tend to know more about the woman than the woman do. And, you know, we would have Q&As where the teacher would ask about certain things as it pertains to the woman's body, and few of the women would know the answer, you know. And this is unacceptable. within, you know, among us women personally, you know. We can't be too holy to take the time to figure out more about us, you know. How are you going to let somebody else look at you? You ain't never looked at you. So the reality is that this is a conversation that should happen more in our communities because it's needed. Ladies, you have to understand how to properly care for your body. It is part of self-love that we talk about almost every show. So, ladies, I know y'all are ready. Z, go in. I know you're ready for us. Tell us about that penny challenge you was talking about too. But yeah, go ahead and go in, ladies. Let's us have it.
Yeah, this right here is a much needed topic. One of the things I want to state is that my grandmother pretty much raised me, and talking about the body was just unheard of. That's just something we've never had that conversation. She's never sat down. It was uncomfortable for her. And, of course, I'm a young lady. I don't know any better. You know, a lot of things I grew up learning through trial and error. A lot of things I grew up with concerning my body I thought was normal. Because everything that I would sit down to try to have a conversation with my grandmother was associated with, oh, You having sex. You ready to start having sex. That was her answer for everything. So I grew up in a time where, of course, we've all had those grandmothers when we had that pink, big douche bottle hanging in the bathroom. That was her cure and answer to everything. You know, growing up, I had to learn myself, like I said, through trial and error, how to take care of my body. I had to learn what was natural for me and what was not natural. I had to learn the things that threw my natural chemistry off, perfume soaps. I had to learn that I couldn't use Victoria's Secret soaps on certain parts of my body because it irritated me. These are all the things that I had to learn about my body by myself because I didn't have nobody I could communicate with. Also, I was telling EC that I was on Facebook one day, and they had this, like, clean panty challenge thing going on where women were, like, showing the seat of their underwear that were, like, totally clean, like they had just bought them from the store, you know. And the actuality is we are females, and we have a natural discharge, you know, and it's a difference between a natural discharge and a foul odor discharge. And a lot of us are uncomfortable in our own skins. We're uncomfortable with our bodies, and we're not familiar with our bodies. So we don't know when we're out of whack. You know, it took me too late in my 20s to learn that I didn't have to douche. You know, it took me late in my 20s to learn that when I go to the store and purchase a pack of underwear, I need to wash those underwear out for that extra dye that's there because it can cause me to have a bacteria infection, which causes a foul odor. These are things that I had to learn on my own. You know, also with, you know, me being single at one point before I got into, you know, the relationship with my ish, you know, our first encounter, you know, caused me to have a bacteria because at some point y'all have to get used to each other. It was new, it was fresh, you know what I'm saying? It was the beginning. We had to eventually become used to each other's system. And as crazy as it sounds, it happens. And these type of things, instead of us, because we haven't grown up with being comfortable to talk about these type of things, we'll walk around like things are normal or scared to ask somebody, hey, I'm having this little issue. What do you think it is, or have you experienced it? We have to become comfortable with directly being able to discuss our bodies because the truth of the matter is y'all gave us this body, and it's going to be things going on with us, and we have to be able to discuss it and reach out and talk about it because everything that we think is normal is not.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was a great introduction, and I know everybody who's listening is probably like, wow, she really dug deep. But I'm glad that you did, Coty, because that is the type of conversation that we really need to have. You know, I love how you ladies brought up as far as, you know, education from childhood. You know, Zariah, that example about your grandmother, that was awesome because I can relate to that too. You know, many things I remember growing up, you know, as a little girl, you know, parents are very, very protective of their daughters. And what ends up happening is that protection kind of causes parents to withhold certain kinds of information. I remember for years, you know, I didn't know what a sanitary pad was because my mom never bothered explaining it to me. But, you know, until it came that uncomfortable time to where I experienced a menstrual cycle, you know, she had to sit down and let me know what it was and what it's used for and how often you have to do it and why she did it. But, you know, at that point, you know, truth be told, it was a little too late. But had she introduced me to what a sanitary pad was early on by just giving me little, you know, tidbits and nuggets of information, I would have become more comfortable. So when the time came for me, as a young girl, when I experienced the menstrual cycle, it wouldn't have been so, you know, so frightening. And, you know, I felt so much anxiety, you know, the first couple cycles I had. And I know everybody can relate to that because I just didn't know what was really going on with my body. And it wasn't just what was going on down below. It was everything else that was going on with me, you know, because, hey, during that puberty stage, your whole body changes. So definitely, you know, as mothers with our daughters, you know, we have to definitely communicate that because as growing up from, you know, young girls to teenage girls to grown women, we lack that knowledge. And you will even find yourself, just like Zariah was saying, as a grown woman, not really knowing what to look for, not knowing what's normal, what's not normal, what you should be expecting. You know, these are lessons that you have to learn on your own. And as you grow older, you know, of course, you become really self-conscious about your body. So sometimes you just feel like you're absolutely alone. And for you to go to the doctor and have to, you know, spill all your juice and, you know, spill all the tea on what's going on with your body, it makes you feel very, very uncomfortable. So definitely, you know, the knowledge as far as what goes on with us biologically is so important.
Absolutely. Both of you were definitely on point with that. And I'm feeling you on the first cycle. Like, I was terrified. I mean, I was really afraid. I was scared of tampons and everything. It was just terrible. So, but, like, definitely, I'm going to read what they will remain anonymous. Of course, someone said in the on the site here, a Hebrew nurse told me when my kids were little, when I had lots of yeast infections, even using dishes, she told me to just use warm water to clean my vagina. I did that and never had an infection today. So that's anonymous, of course. But the reason why I wanted to read that is because those are the kinds of tips that we need, that our young girls need, that we need, just little things like that, you know, that all you really need is a little water, warm water, avoid using perfume type soaps, and because, you know, we're women, so we're naturally attracted to smell goods and stuff like that. But don't use stuff like that to clean yourself down there. You know, use hypoallergenic and pH balance, just gentle cleansers and things like that. You know, and so this is a perfect example of the things that we have to learn to do. I love how you brought up, Zariah, the natural discharge, you know, because just when I first heard when Zariah was talking about the show, and she was first talking about the Clean Panty Challenge, like that just goes to show how little we know about it. Like, your panty, it's not supposed to be that clean, you know, for those just joining us. Kind of missed it, but Zariah was talking about how there was this challenge among Hebrew women going on, so-called black women, for those listening for the first time, the Clean Panty Challenge. And you think that your panties is just supposed to be super-duper clean. No, you're supposed to. See, we are self-cleansing machines. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to have some kind of something going on, you know. But see, that just goes to show the lack of knowledge that we often have within our community. And I think it's important to understand that balance should be incorporated in everything that we do, meaning, ladies, it's okay to get a checkup every now and again. You know, this isn't to say that you're faithless, or this isn't to say that, you know, you should stop using whatever natural remedies or whatever you're doing. No, that's great, but it's okay and recommended to get a checkup every now and then. You have to go in, get your wellness exams. Now, there are different people are different. You can go as often as you want, but at least once a year. Go in.
Yeah.
You know, they got a. This world has a lot of stuff for women. Go in at least once a year, or every 6 months, or whatever, however you feel comfortable with. Get your wellness exam. This is just a yearly checkup, you know, or like I said, every 6 months, or however is okay with you. But if you don't like doctors like that, just once a year. Go in, get yourself checked out, you know, get your pap smears, get your cholesterol taken, look that, I don't know, get your blood taken, get your breast exam if you want to. Go in and make sure that everything is okay with you. And, again, just we need that balance in our life. Like, if you're too holy for that to go in and get checked out, I mean, we not of the world, but we live in the world. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's not be – that's you're not without faith for doing that. You are affected by this world. You know, there are all kinds of things in the air. You're affected by it. Get yourself checked out.
Yeah,
and,
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, good point.
Another thing is, don't be afraid to take a look at a diagram that lets you know where all the organs are located in your body, so that when you're feeling pain or when you're feeling some type of way, you know, okay, my back is hurting, maybe it's, you know, my kidneys or something like that. Don't be afraid to do that. You know, I know my children would kill me if they heard me say this, but, like, I don't know about – and I went through that phase as well, like, especially with our children. I have three children, and funny, I went through the phase of practically have to beat them to make them take a shower. I don't know if all children go through that little dirty phase. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it's like my middle son, I would go, our kids do not. He'd be in the shower, and I'm thinking he washing up. I go in there, he's standing in the corner. I'm like, boy, the water's not going to burn you if you don't get up under that water. You know, I grew up on the saying, when you've been outside in the street, come in and take a bath, because one of my grandmother's favorite sayings was, you smell like outside. It's very important that we stay in tune with personal hygiene. Another thing that I was noticing is that, you know, for the women that are on, you know, that are wearing their hair natural, that are wearing locks, I noticed up here that it's been an outbreak of lice. And normally, you know, brews don't have that issue because we grease our scalp. And I know for myself, sometimes with having locks, we forget that we have to grease our scalp. You know, this is a scalp infection. This is a scalp infestation that affects the hair. And I've known brews that had to pull their locks out. You know, it has nothing to do with you being dirty or filthy. You can be somewhere, your hair is not properly greased. You know, you haven't had it done in a while, and them things will jump in your head. At work,
that's a good point.
Our children go to school, you know, all that type of stuff. So this is all the type of stuff that we got to stay on top of to look out for our health, you know, to look out for our health. Like EC says, go get your mammograms, you know, encourage your issues if they're at their age to go get their prostate check, you know, If you're not married and you're not single, before entering a covenant, have tests done. HIV, hepatitis C, that type of stuff. Don't be afraid to say, baby, I love you and I want to be with you, but we both need to go get these tests to make sure we're coming into this with a clean bill of health. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be able to embrace your body. You know, you got to be able to embrace your body. And I just want to back up I want to back up a little bit because both of you all made some excellent points that I want to expand on. I want to go back to what EC was saying real quick as far as, you know, your vaginal area truly being a self-cleansing system. You know, ladies, we have to accept that, you know, our anatomy and everybody, you know, every woman who's listening, y'all already know how we're built, right? We are built like a vessel, right? So things go in. However, things must come out. And when it comes time for your menstrual cycle, understand that your body is going through a cleansing phase. Now, yep. every woman has a different cleansing cycle. So, you know, you may not be monthly. Sometimes you may be bi-monthly, but understand that it is so important for you to be watching your menstrual cycle because that is a trigger to the rest of your body saying, okay, I'm going to release all of the toxins. I'm going to release all of the, you know, the bad elements that has flown through. And another thing too, ladies, you know, a lot of things have been going on as far as the ladyscape, and I'm just going to keep it like that as far as, you know, the ladyscape down there and how it looks. You know, please be aware that you have hair in that area for a reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That hair acts as a filter. It acts
yep.
as a filter just like our eyelashes. The eyelashes are there to protect your eyeballs from, you know, big pieces of lint, you know, rocks, all kind of stuff in the air, just like your eyebrows, you know, just like the hair under your arms. We have these things for a reason. They serve a purpose. They, you know, they protect the porous areas of your body. So if you're constantly going on this Brazilian wax phase type of thing, because a lot of sisters are doing it. A lot of sisters are going bare down there, and then we really don't understand when we have certain infections, when stuff is going wrong, you know, your body chemistry is all off. And truly, it's because you've taken away that filter. It's natural. Now, that don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be out of control. Hey, it don't even have to be out of control. Let's just be
honest. Well, I ain't going to say nothing.
You know,
y'all go ahead. So
you know
sorry.
What I'm saying? The ladyscape, it don't have to be out of control now. But keep your ladyscape because it's there for a reason. You know, definitely embrace your body. I love how y'all brought up the mammograms and how y'all broke down the wellness exam. And that's the part of the reason why they say women should get a wellness exam once a year, because your body has been designed to clean itself. So really,
yes.
you should really go in once a year just to make sure everything is good, you know, internally, because we should be aware of what's going on with us on a regular basis.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that because, like I said, everything that I learned was through trial and error. You know, it took me a while to understand that nylon underwear are not good for me. You got to have a cotton crotch to soak up that moisture. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be vulgar, and I hope nobody's offended by this, but this is stuff that we need to talk about. And I'm also glad that Shalaya brought up the fact that the vagina is self-cleansing. You know, once again, I grew up with my grandmother, and she had all kinds of douche powder and all kind of stuff. So, you know, that stuff was jacking me all up. But this was the natural way for them. You know, when you're experiencing your cycle right before your cycle, I know for myself, I get this bloating. You know, is everything, you know, my body is ready to self cleanse itself, and when I'm going through that process, the bloating is going away. So that vessel is self cleansing. You know, I was telling EC, you'd be surprised. I've met women at the age that I am now that don't understand, that didn't know that you actually urinate from a different hole than your monthly comes out of. People didn't
yes.
know this.
Yes.
You know, this is
yep.
serious because people
mm-hmm.
are afraid to explore. I'm not saying touch yourself like that, but you need
right.
to know your body.
Right.
You
Man,
know?
Man, we got got to go on a break. We do have a caller. Stay put, caller. We're going to come to you after the break. But, yeah, I have to be in an amen corner on that. Yes. Like, that's why I started off talking about just growing up in a hood and just growing up. Like, this ain't stuff we just saying. Like, I know people who don't know, like, overgrown people, like, really grown people, 30s, 40 years old, and they can't tell the difference between stuff like that. You know, they, even though they didn't have kids and didn't have sex a long time ago and stuff like that, they don't know where is what and how and when and why. Like, seriously, like, this is real talk. This is a real deal, you know, arguing with somebody who didn't have kids who don't even know. We're not going to get too vulgar, but they don't know. Just put it like that. They don't know, okay? Where you pee at, it ain't the same, okay, as that thing. It ain't the same, okay? And but we don't know, and so that's why shows like this is important. But we're going to go ahead and go to a break here. Don't forget this live caller show, 319-527-6302. Callers, stay on the line. We're coming to you right after this. This is Throwback Thursday. Let's throw it back with the Gap Band. Outstanding. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, you look the sweeter now. You're out of here today, girl. Wish that I could love you right in a special way, girl. You light my fire.
Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
All right. We are back, and looks like the ladies in the chat room was really feeling that throwback jam. really feeling that. Once again, that was the Gap Band, Outstanding. The short version, because y'all know these real throwbacks, the real ones, they like 6-7 minutes long. All right, we ain't got that kind of time. But that was the jam. Welcome back to BHYY Radio. Don't forget that guest calling number is 319-527-6302. Now we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. And don't forget that if you would like to chime in to tonight's show, or maybe you would like to just write in your letter, you can do so. Write us your distance to letters at bless_handmaidens@yahoo.com. And we'll read it on the show. If you'd like to text us on the side or get in touch with us on the side and ask your question, this is the time to do it. So let's go ahead and go over to the phone lines. This looks familiar over here. I think I know who this is. 260-739. Shalom, shalom, Makoti. You on the show.
Shalom, shalom, Makoti. How y'all doing?
Shalom, shalom.
It's Tahelia.
Thank you.
So y'all is on it today. Hallelujah. This is an awesome show because this is something that really needs to be talked about. I love how y'all brought up the self-cleansing. So, so important. All we need is some water. All we really need is water and my soap, because I'm telling you, in the past when I didn't know what I was doing, thinking, okay, just let's spray smell good, let's, you know, use this, scented this, I was tearing myself up. But another thing that I remember is something that's very important as far as women's health is, I don't know if you guys ever heard of prolapse, or like a uterine prolapse, where your area down there becomes weak, the muscles become weak, so your uterus drops, and it can become very painful. So another important thing as far as your health-wise is you can exercise that area. You can do Kegels. And it's very important for your health, especially if, you know, you're a woman, especially when you're pregnant and you want to give birth, it makes it easier on your birth. It makes it easier as you get older and even going to the bathroom to use the restroom. If you have weak muscles, you can laugh or sneeze, and there it is. You didn't just use the restroom on yourself because your muscles aren't strong enough. I'm just going to say that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I love this show. This is, you know, this is an awesome topic. So, you know, y'all know me. This is it. Y'all own it today.
excellent piece of information.
You know, right here, you know, for everybody listening, she is a wealth of information. If you could ever get a hold of her, she knows a lot about this stuff. So, hold off for calling in, Coach.
You know, thank you for calling in, Coach Tahelia. You know, I also wanted to share, and that was some very good information, and I forgot to mention the Kegels, you know. One of the things that I want to say is, you know, we have to understand that our private area has a natural bacteria, and sometimes that douching it throws off your natural bacteria. It's a good bacteria and it's a bad bacteria, you know. And so anytime you insert water or anything like that, it throws your system completely off, you know. I also wanted to speak a little bit about, since we left off with the urinary tract. You know, I've experienced it before, and I know some of you may have experienced it, the urinary tract infection, one of the most painful, uncomfortable things ever, you know. And we have to understand, this is the thing the doctors are trying to protect you from when they tell you things like, you know, after sex, urinate. Or the reason why it's so important to wipe, you know, from the front to the back to prevent any type of bacteria going into your urinary tract. You know, so these things are very helpful in keeping, you know, your nana from being ill. The ill nana. It's like, no, I'm just playing.
Double no ill nana.
Boy, she's showing her age, ain't she?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the reasons why all we need is water, too, because if you overdo it, like you cleaning it, like you scrubbing something, you can cause an imbalance of the normal growth of the bacteria around that area and lead to infections as well. So it goes both ways, you know. Again, balance is key. You know, you underdo it, you overdo it. You don't want to under or overdo. You want to do it just right. And I'm glad you talked about wiping front to back. A lot of people don't know that. Ladies, listen, when you're wiping yourself and you're doing your thing, you wipe from front to back, you know. And because you don't want any bacteria from the back, all right, from the butt.
Yes.
To be moving toward that area, you know. That also causes urinary tract infections. A lot of people don't know this. Not just you not drinking a lot of water, but it's also you not wiping yourself properly and also you not cleaning yourself properly. Listen, we're not up here telling you to play with yourself, okay? What we're saying to do is notice the changes in your body. Like, how you gonna have? Because let's just keep it all the way real. We're married, or if you're not married, you're looking to be married, right? How are you gonna have somebody else looking at you if you ain't never looked at you? You don't know how you look.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mystery to you as it is to him. Like, that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not playing with. You have to notice little things. There's nothing wrong with touching around your breast. Make sure ain't no lumps in there anywhere. You know, understanding what's normal and what's not. You know, make sure you ain't got no dads nowhere, you know. Saliah was just talking about the ladyscape and all of that stuff. Make sure you ain't got no weird-looking bumps and stuff down there. You better make sure it's just a hair bump. You see what I'm saying? So stuff like that, like, you have to know these things. And also the tissue that you use. I'm hoping, but like I said, many of us are just learning. So, you know, you don't need colored tissue and smell good and nothing like that. No. Basic and simplicity is king, you know, just basic water, mouth soap, cotton draws and stuff like that. And then even we different individually, so you also have to pay attention to your individual self. Some stuff, you may be allergic to some underwears, you know, so stuff like that.
And, you know, stay away from the scented pads. And, you know, I personally don't use tampons or any of that. FDS, whatever that stuff is they be selling, you know, I don't use none of that. And another thing, you have to stay on top of your body, ladies, you know, because our husbands don't want to make us feel uncomfortable. You know, they're not going to tell us, you know, something ain't right down there, you're a little part. We need to stay on top of these type of things, you know.
Right.
They're not going to tell you. You know, you might be thinking they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get intimate with you, but it's not that, you know, is that, you know, you got something going on, and everything that you got going on down there is not sexually transmitted, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's something usually that we're doing to ourselves that our body just does not like, you know, does not like.
Somebody said, typed in tight clothing. I'm glad they brought it up. Yes.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Tight jeans and stuff like that. That can mess you up. I mean, you need to breathe, you know. So.
Yeast all day long. Yeast all day long. And I don't know. Listen, I've had yeast infection before. It ain't nothing pretty. You know, all that type of stuff. But like I said, I had to learn these things through trial and error, you know, because I didn't have nobody to talk to me. You know, and if something's going on with me, I come here with my husband quick and be like, babe, look, what's going on, you know? I've even had, you know, women in my family, women in my life who were prone to getting boils in that area all the time, you know, for whatever reason, you know, because that a boil is simply, you know, some poison in your body or something in your body that's built up in one spot until it needs to, you know, and I know people that experience that all the time. You know, it's just things that we need to be aware of and start, like you said, pay attention to your body. And like EC, you know, we were talking before about those self-examining your breast, noticing if you have lumps or marks or peelings or anything coming out of your nipple area that's not supposed to be coming out of there. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to check yourself.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And with the, I'm just thinking, you know, since we're giving, you know, tips, stuff, things to be aware of, definitely thanks for the recommendation about the tight clothing. And I just want to add, too, about your underwear. You know, ladies, listen, thongs, G-strings, G-booties, whatever you call them, they go by different names. Be careful with those. You know, those are, that's more of a special kind of thing. And for a certain type of clothing that you're wearing, wearing those kind of underwear on a daily basis, it puts a lot of pressure on your private area because, of course, just with the way it's designed. In addition, all of this not wearing underwear because I don't know who in the world said that it's sexy not wearing underwear. Again, not safe, because I know a lot of women who say, well, you know, I just don't wear them. Okay, well, and then you become surprised when something done crawled around or you done got, you know, you don't really know what's going on down there. Be mindful of the kind of underwear you wear. You know what I'm saying? Because every single material, because now they're making underwear like, I don't know, it's like all different kind of material, is lacy, it's mesh, you know, it's cotton, all of these different kinds of fabrics. Be aware that every single fabric may not agree with you. Just because you can wear lace as a shirt, you may not be able to wear lace down there. Why? Because the airflow is kind of constricted. So, you know, your arms and stuff are uncovered, but when it comes to your private area, remember, it's your private area, so it's not exposed to the elements. So sometimes that fabric of your underwear may really be irritating you. So keep in mind for that too.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it was suggested to me that when I'm home at night and stuff like that to not sleep in underwear because you just need that air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that I never learned, you know, coming up when I first started having my monthly, you know, we have those first days. And those first days, we may not, you know, we may not flow as heavy as we would on the second and third day. Well, if you have a pad on, and just because you may not have no flow on it, you still need to change it on a regular basis because there's some stuff in those pads that they can't sit for a long period of time without being changed, without causing you some kind of issue. You know, these were the things that I was never told. You know, so if it was my first day and, you know, I go to the bathroom and I don't have nothing on my pad, I might wear it for a couple of hours after I've already worn for four. But these were the things that I didn't know when I was coming up. You know, you have to stay on top of that type of thing. I've also experienced, you know, as a youngin', you know, using tampons. I had to learn that those are not good for me as well, you know. I don't know how I forgot or whatever, but it's just, they're just not good, you know, because in my mind I'm thinking this flow needs to be able to flow, and this is stopping, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All of these things, ladies, you know, and it's something that you ladies just said that I wanted to touch on. Lost my train of thought. I forgot about it. Hopefully it'll come back to me. But, yeah, just all of these things that deal with – oh, that's what I wanted to talk about, deodorants. Now, again, balance is key, okay? If you make your own deodorant, make sure you are testing it to see if it's working. Because if it's not working – then you're just repeating the same thing, hoping to get a different result, and it's just not working. So, again, just balance with everything. Like, we know they put all kind of stuff and all these products and stuff, but just be mindful of people's presence that are around you, you know, like you trying to make your own deodorant. You never made it before. You don't know what you're doing, and you think that you all good, but everybody else know that it smells like who did it and why did they do it. Just some things like that's personal hygiene. Now, don't get me wrong. We have to sweat. It's natural, you know, for us to sweat, but again, just being mindful of your body, being conscious of your body just in general, you know, your skin, you know, like with taking showers, you don't want the water to be too hot because it can dry out your skin, which is probably why my skin is so dry, because I love steaming hot water. But the you want it to be warm because it makes it easier for the dirt and residue, but if it's too hot, it can dry your skin out. So little things like that.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, a lot of us are venturing off into, you know, making your own toothpaste, making your own deodorant and stuff like that. And, you know, that type of stuff is all good, but like EC said, a lot of that stuff don't get the job done.
It don't work.
And since we talking about, you know, personal hygiene and stuff, let's not forget about the mouth, you know, how,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to brush our teeth and floss frequently,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's been my experience, man. One of the most uncomfortable things for me is to have funky breath, but to have somebody that's in my face talking with funky breath. Now, I understand the natural thing is all good, but sometimes, like EC said, it doesn't work, you know.
You walk around here
smelling like Fritos and, you know, It's true.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the dental health, because one thing we have to realize is that gum disease is something that everybody experiences as they get older.
Exactly.
There, gum disease is inevitable as we get older. You know, your gums, whenever your gums are inflamed, if you ever brush your teeth and you start to bleed, no, it's not you being overly thorough brushing your teeth. You're not like the best teeth brusher in the world. It means that your gums are inflamed, and more than likely those are early stages of gum disease, and everybody goes through it. And I bring that up to say is because gum disease can cause bad breath, you know.
It sure can.
Because, you know, the root of your tooth is beginning to be exposed. There's certain bacteria that's growing down there, and, you know, it's getting weaker. So definitely go to the dentist, see what's up, you know, see what's up with your mouth. You know, the natural remedies. I'm glad you ladies are really bringing this up, because we know that society, you know, even in the world that we're living, you know, they are promoting more of the natural supplements, do it yourself, make your own stuff at home. But honestly, if it's not kicking and if it ain't doing the same job that the other stuff did, hey, you might have to switch it up. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't have to feel ashamed, you know, definitely. But just be conscious, because I like the way both of y'all brought up the fact, you know, be conscious of the other people that surround you. Like, for instance, you know, I know some of us ladies, like, don't like to shave under their armpits. Okay, that's cool. But check this out. The sleeveless shirts. Constantly, you moving, you feel me? You doing all this him moving, and you know, and if we see Harry Scary right there, just be mindful that everybody is not able to deal with that. Now, I'm your sister. Mm-hmm. I may be able to deal with it, but the people at your job, they gonna be like, what's wrong with her?
What's that old joke, y'all? Looks like.
Listen, I'm glad you brought that up, because that gum, you know, once you get older, and when I was younger, my grandmother used to call it power of the gums, right? But pretty much, you know, I was having a conversation with Talia, and it's pretty much like she said, when the root of your teeth is exposed, sometimes just with age and natural wear and tear, and not at some point in our life not properly taking care of our teeth, our gum starts to separate from our teeth. And what happens mm-hmm. is food and everything goes up in places that we can't see. You know, and sometimes a bad breath can be a bad tooth issue, or also it could be a stomach issue. You know,
yeah.
And so all of this
yeah.
is falling in line with, you know, falling in line with personal hygiene. And I know when I was coming up, I was afraid of the dentist, because I thought that was going to be the most painful experience in my life. But after a couple of toothaches, one time I went in with a toothache so bad, I wanted to pull them all out. You know, that's a feeling that you can't do nothing once you get a toothache. It's over with. Everything hurts. But, yeah, we have to you have to stay
I'm glad that y'all brought up dental health, because One thing about it too, since we're talking about the gums and gum disease, it's the leader of what would eventually become heart disease. You know, the plaque buildup in your blood and things like that, and you know, the dental health is directly pretty much related to heart attacks and heart problems and things of that nature. So taking care of our teeth, and I don't say this as if I got it all down packed or anything. These are things that we all, you know, trying to perfect. But taking care of your teeth has a lot to do with your health. Like, and think about personal hygiene is that it's all connected. It's all, everything is together. And we were laughing about it, you know, about the hair under the arms or short sleeve shirts or, you know, with the deodorant thing and all of that. But it's actually a serious, it's a serious conversation. It's a serious thing. All personal hygiene and personal health, it should be personal health is, it's just all encompassing. You know, we just have to pay attention to ourselves, and our whole selves, you know. And we have to remember that, again, all of this is going back to balance. You know, it isn't saying that it's wrong to make your own deodorant. It isn't saying that it's wrong to make your own toothpaste. It isn't saying that it's wrong to have your natural oils and your natural soaps. No, it isn't saying any of that is wrong. As a matter of fact, natural soaps are the best because they don't have all that fragrance and stuff in there. They're mild for you and things of that nature. So it isn't saying any of that. It's just saying that in your walk and in your life period, you have to maintain a proper balance. You have to be a balanced person just in general, you know, as we're walking and navigating this world. And it's like, you know, don't be too holy to go to the doctor every now and again. Once a year is really all that you need, you know, to get you a checkup. You know, don't be too holy to go get you a pap smear. Don't be too holy to go and get yourself checked out for diseases and HIV and all of these things. This is real. You know, don't be too holy to use toothpaste and regular deodorant. Like, this, you know, have a balance, you know, in your life and the things that you're doing. And that's all it is. Just pay attention to your personal selves, you know, your dental health, your vaginal health, your personal health just in general. But we're coming down to the last minute. Ladies, go ahead and give your last words.
Oh, one of the things I wanted to say, I wanted to make a couple of suggestions because I know I suggest oil pulling for your teeth because I've been doing that with the coconut oil, like swish it around your mouth for like 10 minutes and then you brush your teeth. That's really good for your gums and, you know, removing some of that stuff off your teeth. Also, I know that some people have natural reactions. They're allergic to deodorant. One of the things that at a point in my life that I was using was baking soda. Baking soda is very good.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very good natural thing to use instead of making some stuff and you never, you know, used it before. But all that everybody has said, I don't want to echo anything, but, hey, just take care of your health. You only get one body, you know. Take care of it, you know. Take care of your health. Take care of your temple, you know, and don't be afraid to discover your body and figure out, you know, what's normal and what's not normal for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad that you ended with that because I just want to go ahead and put out the scripture. It's 1 Corinthians 6:19. You know, definitely the body is a temple where Yah, our Father, dwells. You know, so definitely take care of it as best as you possibly can. Do your research. Get informed. Don't be afraid. And peace and blessings to you.
Excellent way to end. I'm glad that y'all ended on that. The body is the temple. It is set apart, and we should take care of it, you know. I don't want to add any more, but I had this one more thing I wanted to add about that I just thought about with the baking soda. For those of you who shave under your arms and you hate seeing that little black spot, you can take some baking soda and some warm water, make a paste, scrub it on there under your arms, leave it on for a little while. When I say a while, I don't mean like 2 days, but leave it on for a little while and then wipe it down, and that will start to remove some of that black residue that you have after you shave. But, of course, you have to do it on a consistent basis. So that's it, ladies. Again, remember that scripture was 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the dwelling place of the set-apart spirit who is in you, which you have from Yah, and you are not your own. Take care of yourself, ladies. Until next time, shalom, and we are out. So we're going to close out with Yah, you are. Throwback. Shalom.
Set-apart music.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.